Welcome to the June 2nd edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in part 3 of his video interview, Abraham Gutman shared key takeaways from a presentation he gave at the recent ScopeX conference, including a pointed caution against the idea that agentic AI can run clinical trials autonomously. Gutman emphasized that process architecture is the real entry point for AI to deliver on its promise, not autonomous decision-making. In a new contributed article, Christopher Boone of Oracle examined how real-world evidence is shifting from a post-market footnote to concurrent validation running alongside trial data. Organizations furthest along have built unified data environments integrating EHRs, claims, and patient-reported outcomes as complementary inputs into a single evidentiary framework, enabling early signal detection rather than late-stage course corrections. And finally, in our latest FAQ article, as the FDA formally recognizes RWE as eligible confirmatory evidence, sponsors face growing imperative to build data infrastructure and analytical capabilities for effective RWE use across the development lifecycle. The concurrent validation model fundamentally changes the nature of regulatory conversations by stress testing evidence from multiple directions before approval. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.